KXCI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to have a chat on the radio. We talk about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Nat Nguyen. Welcome to KXCI, Nat.
Hello, I'm happy to be here.
All right. What are you researching at the U of A these days?
I am a research assistant in Dr. Lalita's Modern Lab. And one of the lab's main focus is aging and Parkinson's disease, or we call it PD for short. PD affects more than 1.5 million individuals in the U.S., as well as 10 million people worldwide. It has no effective cure. So currently, I'm investigating the role of a molecule called NRF2 in the development of Parkinson's disease. So NRF2 is an important molecule in our cells because it enhances the cell survival, especially when cells are under stress. It maintains the normal functioning of cells, such as keeping the mitochondria healthy and happy. And it also regulates some degradation processes in the cells. We have developed a mouse model. And using this model, we have found that mice without NRF2 have worse health and declining movements, similar to what occurs in PD patients. They usually have tremors and they have a lot of difficulty moving around. But on the other hand, the PD mice with NRF2 did a lot better. They had a lower level of stress and less declining movements. So overall, we are trying to understand how exactly NRF2 works to support the cell survival and functions in PD. So the experiments will broadly help us to understand if we can target NRF2 to promote Parkinson's disease therapeutics. So in Parkinson's disease, there's a lot of this buildup proteins called alpha-synuclein. And over time, it's a mutated protein, so we cannot degrade it. So by expressing this gene and then potentially to this molecule, NRF2, it can help with the degradation processes. So it can degrade these alpha-synuclein proteins so that we don't have just a bunch of them sitting in the cells and impede functions. It also has some anti-inflammatory function as well. So it reduces the stress of our cells. For now, we're just doing these observational experiments. Once we have concluded that this molecule does help, then we will move to how can we make this accessible to Parkinson's disease patients. This research is in its early stages.
Yes.
And there's definitely a lot to consider in the future.
Thank you for the work you're doing. Yeah.
And I'm volunteering at a community gym. It's called Power Gym, where a lot of Parkinson's disease patients, they go there and kind of have some physical therapy. And it's really moved me when I see they really motivated to improve their movements and also to keep their mind and morale up, because I know it can be very hard where this disease that you can't even have an effective cure for it. And you just kind of live with it for the rest of your life. So I'm always grateful when I see them come to the gym so motivated and start to exercise and have a happy attitude.
What do you think your plans are for the future after you graduate?
I plan to take a gap year just to kind of relax and prepare for my applications for medical school and potentially become an emergency doctor.
That's really cool. Good luck to you, Nat.
Thank you.
What about music? Do you ever listen to music?
There's this genre that I'm really into lately. It's called lo-fi or lo-fi hip-hop. I don't know if you have heard about it. It has no lyrics or anything. It's just a bunch of beat, drums, and jazzy kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm. Viva la lo-fi. Thank you so much for being on KXCI's Thesis Thursdays today, Nat. It was lovely talking with you.
Yes, I'm happy to be here to talk about my research and all of the things that I'm currently doing.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. The music you're hearing is brought to you by Crow Wander. The name of the track is Your Eyes. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.